Welcome to the Capricorn Sun Festival. The Capricorn Sun Festival ushers in a period of great potential, and not surprisingly, it coincides with the beginning of the new year. There is much symbolism to show us the energies available at this time, if we only take a look. The most well-known symbol of Capricorn is the goat. As a goat, we climb everywhere, upwards and upwards, striving for our goals. We climb by getting a good education, finding a good job, buying a house. We keep climbing and climbing. The time of Capricorn stimulates this urge to climb. It can bring out the best and the worst in people. We can become hard and cold, very enmeshed in our physical needs, in sex, money, and materialism, the drive for more. We may get stuck in pride, feeling boastful of ourselves and our accomplishments. Matter can easily triumph, and sometimes it does. The good news is that if it does, if we lose sight of our inner divinity, we may now recognize how stuck we are and how useless all our goals feel. We can even become depressed and lonely. Nothing outside makes us feel happy anymore. Even in the midst of people, we feel alone. This is certainly not what we had in mind when we rang in the new year. But this loneliness is merely a signal, a reminder that it's time to look within and shine our inner light. The sign of Capricorn rules the knees. There is a great symbolism here as well. The goat can get rid of its loneliness and depression when it kneels. When it kneels before a great vision or ideal, something greater than ourselves. Once we find our vision, our ideal, we have something to strive for. The clouds of depression and loneliness lift. We are able to continue climbing as we evolve further. But this time, we do not just climb to meet our needs, wants, and desires. In fact, the symbol of the goat veils another animal symbol, that of the unicorn. The unicorn, with its one horn and one eye, represents the ability to take all of our physical, mental, and spiritual resources and use them for divine purpose on earth. We now climb for everyone. When we truly embrace and accept the energy of this Capricornian time, our lives change. We learn to shine the light of the soul just a bit more, and in doing so, shift happens. Capricorn frees us from the trappings of our physical, emotional, and mental drivers. We become transfigured. Transfigured? What does that mean? It brings to mind great saints with shining halos. How does that relate to us? Well, the word to transfigure means to change, but to change for the good. When we transfigure, we aspire to be better. We exalt our inner nature, and we try to manifest it more clearly in our daily lives. Last month, the energy of Sagittarius helped us to see our goals more clearly and to get our goals in line with each other. This month, Capricorn helps us to climb to the summit, to an internal summit where we can truly unite our body, mind, and spirit. The time of Capricorn provides the impetus for monumental change. It gives each one of us a jump start towards a better us and to see how we fit into the bigger picture, how we can better serve. On the global level, Capricorn provides the jump start for a transfigured planet, a place of wellness, celebration, and peace. So during this week, make conscious use of the energy of Capricorn. If you find yourself buried in your stuff or feeling low, look for an ideal you can climb towards and put on your mountain climbing gear. Help someone else to make the climb too. Be sure to take a few minutes of silence and contemplation this week to find your vision, to aim higher. Please stop for a moment and unite with others, sending a blanket of energy to all the leaders in the world, that in their climbs to power, they also remember to serve in the ideal sense, serving goodness, light, and beauty.